The legislature ended its fourth special session of the year yesterday without taking action on a bill that would tax income to help balance the state budget. But lawmakers acted on another matter. The legislative council voted to allow Senator David Wilson to view a video of a June incident that's heightened concerns about sexual harassment in the Capitol. The video won't be made public, and it's not clear whether Alaskans will ever know exactly what happened. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman describes what we do know about the incident.
A controversy that's bubbled up in recent weeks began in June. At the time, the House was debating the state budget. Members of the House majority were meeting in Dillingham Democratic Speaker Bryce Edgman's chambers when Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson walked up to the closed door.
What I remember is he had his ear up against the door as if he was listening in.
That's James Brooks, a Juneau Empire reporter who recalls what happened next.
A staffer came up and said, "You can't do that. You need to get away."
Brooks says Wilson then moved his cell phone.
To get the cell phone closer to the door, he put it between the staffer's legs, and the staffer was wearing a skirt. Everyone in the vicinity who saw it was like, "Did that just happen? Did you see what I saw?" And it was very strange and very sudden and abrupt, and it didn't last more than a few seconds and really didn't know what to make of it.
Wilson remembers it differently.
That never occurred.
Wilson has declined to give a detailed account of the incident. He said before Tuesday's legislative council meeting that he wanted to view security camera footage of the incident before giving his account.
I just want to make sure that before I give my official statement of comment upon these matters, I just want to make sure that I can always tell the truth, 100% of the truth, as I don't try not to mislead folks. So I want to make sure that my statements can be as factual and as accurate as possible before I make statement upon that, because no way, shape, or form did I do what I was accused of in terms of any type of sexual harassment.
A second news reporter witnessed the incident. KTVA's Liz Raines wrote in a statement that the staff member was visibly shaken as Wilson refused to move away from the door after she repeatedly asked him to. Raines says Wilson then placed the phone between the female staffer's legs. Raines says she heard the staffer tell Wilson that the action was inappropriate. Raines says she told him that her photographer would film what he was doing. Wilson left. Raines says the staff member was visibly shaking. Wilson says Raines' account is inaccurate. The staff member did not file a report alleging harassment. The incident wasn't publicly reported until Anchorage resident Jeff Landfield discussed it in late October in one of the first posts of his political blog, The Alaska Landmine.
Wilson was interesting because, while this is, I think, a bigger problem in the Capitol and has been for a long time, his situation happened to just be in public in front of several people, reporters, and also on camera, caught on camera.
Revived interest in the incident led Anchorage Representative Gabrielle Ledoux to reconsider the legislature's policy on sexual harassment and other workplace harassment. Ledoux is a Republican member of the mostly Democratic House majority.
There have been rumors in this building about an incident which occurred, I think it was in June, involving David Wilson, Senator Wilson. You'll remember Senator Wilson, the same gentleman who slapped the reporter.
Ledoux was referring earlier this month to a May incident in which Anchorage Daily News reporter Nathaniel Herz said Wilson slapped him. Herz reported it to police. Wilson has said the interaction was playful. Ledoux said that the Senate could have taken formal action in response to the cell phone incident.
They haven't bothered to do anything when one of their own members apparently acted inappropriately.
Senate leaders also have supported revising the harassment policy, but haven't publicly commented on the June incident. Landfield requested access to the security camera footage. His request was denied. The legislature's policy bars public access to security video. Wilson also requested access to the footage. The legislative council spent 5 hours in a meeting on Tuesday that was closed to the public, discussing Wilson's request and other matters. Wilson attended. The council voted to allow Wilson to view the video. It also voted to authorize an internal investigation by the legislature's human resources manager. Wilson immediately viewed the video but declined on Tuesday to discuss what he saw. He said he would say more in the future and expressed hope that he would be absolved of allegations of inappropriate behavior. Lanfield says the policy to bar the public from viewing the video is wrong.
So, I mean, it's a total situation where the fox is guarding the hen house. They don't want embarrassing things to come out because Democrat or Republican doesn't matter. It makes them all look bad if something is recorded that's really, really bad in the Capitol. That's a public building. It's our building. It's not their building.
It's not clear whether there will be a public report on the incident. Council members emphasized Tuesday that they wouldn't comment on personnel matters. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III chairs the council. Keto announced a new subcommittee to examine the harassment policy and report back to the council by early in the next legislative session, which begins in January. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.